great by the players. They were tremendous tonight. Delighted with the victory. Great win, really, to win it. The players were very committed right through all of the matches. We've had to go to extra time twice in the earlier rounds in the semi-final penalty shootout with Sligo. And tonight, I thought, you know, we didn't play too well the first 20 minutes. We were a bit at sixes and sevens. But I thought that, you know, we really picked our game up midway through the first half, and second half we dominated, and thankfully we won.
You always knew this is a tricky ground to go to. Cork City are a very good team, you know, they're riding high in the first division, and they really put it up to you.
We've got with Derry, we've got a poor record down here. We've drawn a lot of games and we've lost a few, and we needed to get a victory down here, and thankfully we put that to bed. I thought we deserved it, but Cork are a really good side. They're a Premier Division team, and I think they're going to be a real strong opposition next season.
It was a very good game of football, end-to-end stuff. How was it nil-all at half-time?
I know, and how did the match finish 1-0? Because they had a lot of chances. We had a lot of chances the second half, and then it took an outstanding goal-line clearance from Garrett McGlynn to keep us in it. So I'm delighted for the players. A lot of them, their first cup final. So I'm thrilled for them.
I was talking beforehand about your bench, you know, look at the players you had. You brought on Patrick McElhinney. I thought he had a very good game when he came on. He made a difference.
Yeah, Patrick gave his natural balance on the right, and he did make a big difference. And, you know, it's great for him.
You know, this talk of the penalty, I thought it did, you know, as neutral, I thought it did hit his hand. I suppose it's hard, you know, when you see a player going down, what part of the body that it's going to hit. Well, I did think it hit Kavanagh.
It looked pretty clear cut, you know, it was a certain goal. And, you know, it was just Eamon Zoya took the penalty really well, and, you know, we're worthy winners.
When you look at it now, you have a fantastic unbeaten run. You know, this is going to give you, I know you were confident at the moment anyway with the league, but it's going to give you that added confidence.
It was 17 games unbeaten, but we have to try and keep it going against Bray this week. They're going to be tough opposition for us, so we have to make sure we get ready for Friday.
You've won cup final out of the way. You know, the next six games are all cup finals.
Yeah, it's a bigger prize. You know, the club was really on its knees. You know, I can't tell you how far on our knees we were as a club. You know, really, so the resurgence of the club and the reemergence of the club has been real hard work. All of the board of directors and the staff, the coaching staff and the youth setup, everyone's really pulled together. And we've won the first division. And last week, our younger team won the A Championship. Now we've won the League Cup tonight, and now we've a Premier Division title race to participate in over the last six games. And who knows where that will leave us.